Hello, welcome home.
I wasn't ready.
She waited too long to get back to the table.
Well, you know, I was dragging my feet a little bit. I didn't get a chance to grab my water. I didn't get to anything. So, but hi.
Hello.
So, before we get started. Oh, look what he did. He's fancy.
I had it during the intro.
Please share this feed. Because we really would appreciate it.
Facebook stinks.
Facebook has been awful, like even more devilish than usual. So if you would be so kind and just share this crazy show, I would really appreciate it.
Facebook is the devil.
It is the devil.
Facebook is controlling everything in WandaVision.
WandaVision. Okay, so we have like all kinds of stuff to talk to you about.
We do?
I wrote... Okay, it doesn't look like a lot. It's just key points.
It could be one word just as food and we're good for now. I'm going to take this banner off there because I don't want to watch it for now.
You don't want to watch something scroll.
I'll make you watch it if you don't share.
So share.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. And I guess he won't make you watch this scroll.
No.
We're totally willing to bribe you.
We don't have any money, so it's not going to be money. Can't bribe you with that. Got some leggings.
And face.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's get to it. Okay, so first thing that we want to talk about is LOL, yes?
Oh, live.
No, like the show.
Live on location. Last week, live on location was from the House of Blues, Sunday the 24th. January 24th.
Mm-hmm.
The show with her special guest co-host last month was Mark Daniel, and it was a fantastic show.
It was. I don't know. I hope you guys caught the replay. What we're going to start doing is doing the live show live, obviously, and then like the next day do like a premiere type video. So it's on our Facebook page if you haven't seen it yet. But Mark Daniel was an excellent co-host. He had some really great stories. I could actually listen to Mark for hours because he's got so much good stuff to say.
He really could have. They could have gone even longer, but the venue limits us to the amount of time we had, so we had to kind of get cleaned up and get out of there. It's a lot of equipment to set it up, and then we had technical difficulty, which is why the cameras weren't live during the show. But we fixed that, so we're good for next
time. We always have technical difficulties, though. What makes that any different?
This one's working without a hitch, so don't say that ever again.
We're going to have issues here, too.
Yeah, you just cursed us. So when the feed crashes, I want you all to email Michelle at themainstreetmoms.com.
Yeah, well, isn't everything my fault at some point anyway?
You started this mess. It's all on you.
But anyway, so House of Blues did a really great job as usual.
As usual.
They really enjoy working with us, and we enjoy working with them because it's really a great venue because everything is socially distant.
It is.
The tables are spaced out, and like our head table, it sounds like a wedding. The
bride
table is up at the top, and it was just, it's just a really great place to do that. As far as the show for February, I am fine tuning that, so stay tuned because hopefully I'll have an answer soon as to where it's going to be.
Hopefully. We're working on it. We're working on it. And then we got to find out if Panda's going to be back in February or if he's going to take off till March.
Yeah, I got to find out what he's up to.
John, if you're on, tell us now, live, in front of everybody.
In front of everybody. And people are asking about your jersey.
What jersey? Yeah. Oh, this jersey.
Oh, maybe you'll have to wait till the end of the show to hear about that. I'll give you a reason to stick around.
Ah, look how you did that.
See, I'm sneaky too.
Or I can just tell you guys. Yes, it's a Boba Fett jersey I designed, created. It came out actually pretty good. I'm pretty happy with the design of it all. I don't know how well you can see it with the feed, but I have the Boba symbols. And it looks like his chest armor.
He's like,
I know, it's hard to get it because I'm sitting lower, so I can't really get up to show you guys right now. But we plan to launch them most likely tomorrow. The box literally just arrived today with the remaining parts of the shipment, so hopefully we'll get them tomorrow.
Yeah, it says Fett on the back, too.
Fett 80. I can't turn around. Because then it would be Fat Edie.
More info on that tomorrow.
Yes, but they will be launching hopefully tomorrow, and you guys get to see them.
If not, Wednesday, right?
I feel
like I'm going to sneeze. Just talk about
it. I would guess it hopefully be tomorrow. I'm also working on a couple other ones. I had some samples of things I had designed sent to me as well, and they came out really well. So hopefully we'll have those probably next month, I guess, March time.
We have all kinds of stuff planned. It's just a matter of you know, making time for everything. We have been, I'm exhausted, like exhausted, exhausted, like over exhausted. Because it just.
Is January over yet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously, it's like these past few weeks, actually since Christmas, it's been a blur. I don't know what day it is half the time. I don't know when was the last time I've talked to people. I don't know what, like anything. Did I eat today? I mean, I don't know anything.
And February is not slowing down at all. February, we are slammed. We have so much stuff going on in February. According and including your birthday.
My birthday month.
I get a half an hour, she gets a month.
A half hour?
My birthday rolls around, she's like, get your pizza, get your cake, get out of here, kid.
You're just so mean. But speaking of my birthday month, we are tomorrow announcing
my jerseys.
No, it's my turn. We're talking about my new shirt of the month tomorrow.
Right.
And because it's my birthday month, it's going to be a little bit different. So make sure you tune in for that on Lost Presents Apparel, and I will definitely share over here.
What time does that be?
You told me you didn't know. Yeah, you had to wait and see.
Oh, yeah, we're still waiting for a little bit of information. But it will probably be sometime in the either late morning, early afternoon.
Or evening. I'll let you know how to. Anyway, let's talk Disney. Let's talk Disney. Okay, so... Before we get into the other stuff that we've actually like done and saw, I wanted to announce or reiterate that the dates for Flower and Garden came out in the past week. So Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot runs March 3rd through July 5th. Okay, so that is long. And if you think about it, Flower Garden was only like 2 weeks last year because the world shut down pretty quickly.
So they got to make up for some of that lost time.
Well, and I think too, they're calling it, you know, a taste of Flower and Garden because like, so you know how like the art festival it has been. There's, you know, food booths and merchandise and little bits of entertainment here and there. But like no like concerts or anything like that.
Right.
So the Garden Rocks concerts are not coming back.
Not this year. Although in other news though, SeaWorld, who's getting ready to do their Seven Seas Food Festival, they are going to have concerts. So they're bringing it back. Actually starting this week, I think on the 6th, so that's Saturday, Air Supply is opening their concert series.
And Air Supply is usually an Epcot thing, yes. So they're cheating on Disney with SeaWorld.
But it's somebody took the chance. One of the theme parks took a chance and said, you know what, we're going to try this and see what happens, and they're going to try it. So we'll see what happens with that. But hopefully if it goes well there, then maybe Universal will do it with Mardi Gras. And then,
well, I don't think Mardi Gras is having any.
They're not right now, but they said they could always change that. So could see.
I mean, you know, there's... you know, there's still going to be the good food and the, I love the gardens and the topiaries and usually the merchandise is fantastic. So, I mean, I think it's still going to be good. I'm excited that, you know, I love festival season. Flower and Garden is one of my favorites. I really, the art festival is catching up, but then again, I like the holidays too.
So when does this one end?
July 5th.
So July 6th, probably Food and Wine starts, right?
Maybe.
Maybe the 7th, give them a couple days.
They got to get some of those flowers put
Epcot
away.
Epcot is always one festival to the next.
They're
going to
put the flowers away, and then I'm sure Food and Wine will be up next.
It's got to be, and then because then the Festival of the Holidays comes in there shortly after that, so it's like, bang, bang, bang. So Epcot, the festivals of festivals.
Festival of festivals. So I'm probably gonna get majorly blamed for this, but I will give you a very unpopular opinion, and you can make fun of me if you want, because I'm sure you do anyway. But out of the festival season at Epcot is all year round now, basically, and I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that Food and Wine is my least favorite festival.
I'd agree.
Least.
Yeah,
you
agree.
Heard it here.
No, I agree with you totally.
You never agree with me. What are you?
I'm agreeing with you this time. Flower and Garden is my favorite. Festival of Holidays would be second. Festival of the Arts is third. And then Food and Wine is last. Because just Food and Wine, I think, became its own entity and became so big that it's not enjoyable on the weekends.
It is not enjoyable on the weekends. And I think that is part of the reason I don't like it. And it's because I don't – the beast that it's turned into is – crowds for concerts and crowds to get something to eat.
But this year we shouldn't have that.
I mean, no.
We should. We will see, though. Who knows what's going to happen?
Somebody wrote us a book. Is it bad news?
Okay, it's something about something with Disney stuff that we can't. We
okay,
we're not Disney, so we can't.
We are not Disney. Well, I'll read that later, though, whatever that was. Okay, anyway. So, Flower and Garden. I love Flower and Garden. And I think the decorations and stuff go with that, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the topiaries. I think they're wonderful. Although we do need a Rapunzel topiary.
Well, last year was the 10 years of Rapunzel, so I think you were going to get it within last year.
Yeah, well.
Unless they carry it over. I don't know. I'm guessing they're going to do something this year with 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World.
Maybe. We'll see. Yeah. So anyway, March 3rd to July 5th. And then, again, total speculation on my part. But being that they're doing the Flower and Garden Festival to July 5th, I'm thinking that that's a precursor of there's not going to be any 4th of July festivities again. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but if things don't get better and people feel more comfortable, I can't see them doing a big fireworks display. I mean, I hope that's not true because, you know,
it's still 5 months away.
I know, things can change, you know, so fast. So I'm just saying that I hope that that's not the case.
No, and we talked, I know Becky's on, and we talked to Becky in the past about the travel and stuff. And I'm hoping that once the vaccine starts getting out there more, people are getting vaccinated, that Disney will see that the demand could rise because people are coming in vaccinated. And hopefully the travel industry will start to rebound.
I think it already is starting to rebound because you are really starting to see, you know, more people out and about and traveling. And it's kind of nice to see that little bit of normal again. It's just so, travel and such is still such a heated debate right now. And those of us who are in the, we're not really in the travel business, we're entertainment and, you know, content creators and things like that. And in the past year or so, maybe less, we put out something and people want to argue it. And there's sometimes like we put out a post and I dread it because I know that people argue about what people should and shouldn't be doing. Right. And I just wish that people would just chill a little bit. Yeah. just a little bit. And we're not, you know, we're not
just
Disney.
Messenger. Yeah,
you know, we're not Disney and we're not in charge of events and we're not in charge. We have no say over anything. We're the messenger and people like to shoot the messenger. But I just try to keep everything as positive as we can because I think any type of normal is a good thing. And I'm just tired of being sad about the world, you know?
So, well, yeah, that's it. And then Becky said we need to have a scheduled call here to catch up and talk about what things are coming. So that's good. That's positive that things are coming. I mean, because we, for a while now, we didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
So that's a positive that things are coming.
Yeah.
But like Michelle was saying, we aren't Disney. We are not Disney. We did this as a fan site. We do this out of love, out of passion for Disney. But Disney does not pay us. We do not have any influence over any
decisions. Yeah, so when, like the other day, somebody yelled at me about their annual pass on Facebook. And I was just like, but I'm not Disney, you know? Somebody yelled at me about Disneyland. Again, not Disney. It's like I don't know how to answer things sometimes because like, I don't want to be rude. I mean, if they feel better yelling at me, okay. But at the end of the day, there's nothing I can do about it.
But she'll feel bad about it for 3 years.
But I'm going to feel bad about it that somebody yelled at me. Somebody yelled at me today. And I pulled the whole post because I felt really sad about that. So, but I'm going to stop being sad. I'm just going to get mad and start yelling back. How about that?
Who knows her? You know that it's not going to happen.
I could decide to. All right. Anyway, so.
That's what she keeps me around for.
You don't yell at people because I don't let you.
Oh, when I do, though.
He's a dick. Embarrassing. All right, anyway, so let's talk about some different things, shall we?
Universal?
I have Universal on the list.
Ah,
do you
want to
talk about that first?
No, we can talk about whatever you just, you said talk about some different things.
It's not in order on the list.
Okay, we'll go with whatever you want to do next, you go for it.
It's not in order on the list. Okay, anyway, let's talk about Ratatouille.
The movie?
No.
The rat?
No.
The food.
So I put out something last week that the walls were down over by Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. Yes. So yesterday we had to go over to Epcot to talk to our shirt people at Enemy Inc. And we went over, and you can actually, I put a video on Facebook, so make sure you go watch it because it's from last night. But all the stuff is down, mm-hmm. and you can walk under where it says Ratatouille, like the, yes. and you can see the sign where the wait times are going to be. And mm-hmm. that was exciting. I know it's just wait times, but I was excited about that. So you walk down that way, mm-hmm. and what do you do?
Oh. I can't get it. It's not going to work.
Of course it's not going to work. He was going to show you something.
Well, no, because it's in the wrong format. I'm never going to change it.
Okay, anyway, I'll talk while he's messing with that. So when you walk down the opening to where the ride is going to be, it's just really, really pretty. And it's really cool because, like, the Skyliner is, like, flying in overhead back and forth. And if you remember, you know, the last time I took a ride on the Skyliner, you could just see all the construction down there. But now it's all open. There's a new bathroom back there because, you know, everybody needs a new bathroom, you know, for the area. I should have went and checked out the bathroom.
You should have went and checked out the bathroom.
I'm going to do that next time.
I'm surprised you didn't. Actually.
I'm actually surprised. I didn't either. I'm disappointed. Usually my sons will go check out bathrooms before me, but they didn't even do it. Did they?
Andrew loves bathrooms.
Andrew loves bathrooms.
Not sure why.
But anyway, next to the bathroom, they have like a stroller parking, and you can see the sign for Gusteau's restaurant across the way. And it's just really exciting to see the progress. Like I told you guys before, I saw the inside of the attraction a year ago and it was looking good then, but to see like the outside of the whole, you know, thing start to come together.
It's actually really nice.
It is really cool. I'm excited for that. Are you guys excited for that ride? I mean, I know it's like the one in France, but I've never been to France, so
I went to the France
Pavilion, so there's that.
We're not going anytime soon. The one thing that got me though when we were back there yesterday is you really see how small the Eiffel Tower is. So when you're standing,
he always says
France,
that.
I don't know why it bothers me so much, but when you're standing in front of France, the Eiffel Tower in the distance looks so large, and then when you're back, because we've been back there when it was backstage, you actually see what it is, but now anybody can see it because it's kind of right there in the courtyard, so to speak.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Everybody sees it.
So, yeah, I am really excited for that. And if you want to see what the outside of the attraction kind of, well, I mean, there's still a wall, mm-hmm. but you can actually walk back there now. So, I mean, that's really exciting. So I do have video on there, and I think I have something on our Instagram stories too. But I am excited to see what's coming. Now, if the overhang where you walk into where the attraction is going to be, it does say coming 2021.
Right, it does.
It doesn't say much else.
No, but you can see like there's a, I don't know if it's a time wait time thing there. It's covered with.
That's what I was just talking about.
Well, no, there's the other one that when I reached over the wall.
Shut up.
What do you think picture was when I was going to show them?
No!
I reached over the wall. But you can see it if you're on the Skyliner. So what did I do that you can't see?
Whatever.
I can't get it working.
Good. That's your punishment.
I'm going to post it afterwards.
No, you're not. No. Well, it's true. So if you go, maybe we should go take a ride on the Skyliner, and that way I won't feel so bad about what we saw.
You can go ride the Skyliner. You know.
You're such a baby. I need to go ride it with me. Just man up and we're going on the Skyliner.
I'm not. You
anyway.
I can do it.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk no more.
But anyway, so that's the thing. So another thing that we saw at Epcot, you know, I try to keep it positive. I do. So did you know that the Three Caballeros, the ride has changed at the end?
Yeah, I did yesterday when you told me about it.
So after our show tonight, there's a video that's going to be on Facebook with the new mm-hmm. Three Caballeros ride. It was the, they're like the flat Caballeros.
It is. It's like they're a cardboard cutout almost.
So you know how the, they made a big deal a couple of years ago that at the end of the ride, they had like the cartoon Caballeros were going to be animated. Not animated. They were going to be animatronics. There's the word.
The cartoon
and Caballeros? What are you doing now?
I'm trying to see if I can get the Get Stowe's picture for you.
Okay. They, for a while now, Donald kept breaking. I think it was Donald that kept breaking.
It was Donald
and then they put like a potted plant. like where Donald was supposed to be for a while there, but I'm not sure why.
I don't understand that either.
No, I don't know. Sense. But so now there's just the Caballeros don't move at all, and they're just like cardboard, like.
And it's still the same audio as it was back from when it was the video screen.
Yeah, so I don't understand why they didn't just put the video screen back. And so, like, I don't love it. A lot of people don't. But, again, it creates speculation. Some people are, you were over there with your conspiracy theories, too, wondering what they're going to do. Does that mean that they're going to retheme the ride? Some people say yeah. Some people say they're building new animatronics. We don't know.
No, nobody knows.
But it sure does look different. It was always like that big finale at the moment. And then you just see Donald, like, and the music is playing and nothing.
How's he do it?
And nothing is going on.
I think next week we should have cardboard cutouts of ourselves. And we'll do the audio from, like, back in the kitchen.
I'm going to stand here and just...
I think that would be hilarious.
And then we'll talk from behind the camera and see if anybody, you know, minds. Maybe they might not mind.
They might not. But if I'm going to show this real quick. So this was the... let
me see. Is it going to work? Are you going to crash our feed?
I have no idea right now. What's
gonna happen? He's going to crash our feed.
If it don't work, I don't know. Is it not coming out? It's really not.
That would.
What? I'm going to try to do this. And then... I won't leave that one up there long.
What?
I don't have the Caballeros picture. I don't think.
I sent it to you. I thought we did.
Let me see if I can still. If we do, I'll put that up real quick.
All right. Anyway.
You keep talking.
So that was a sign.
Yeah, let me see. I think I have it.
You're making me nervous because you're messing around with stuff while we're live. Our audience is dropping.
What could happen? What could possibly happen?
So anyway, so did you see, since he's jumping subjects, the sign for Ratatouille, or Remy's Ratatouille Adventure? Are you putting something else on?
I was going to do the Three Caballeros picture of them, the flag Caballeros.
But do you have it?
Yes.
Okay.
I found it.
Let's see. Scheduled for the video?
9:30, yes. 9:30 on Facebook.
Okay. I can always put it for 9. I can always make it.
Yeah, we can always move it if we had to.
But yeah, so that's what it looks like. So you're driving by, you're floating by on the boat, and all of a sudden it's just boom, just cardboard.
You actually see it as you're how thin the air is. You're coming up close.
You have to watch a video because as you go around the corner where you usually see them, you see a really thin.
Donald got skinny.
Donald is about this wide.
Keto.
Keto diet. Anyway. So that, you can watch that later.
Oh, we got our voice cut out. I went to the video. Or a picture trim up, though. Okay. I'll check that.
All right, anyway. So that is that flat Caballeros. We have the Ratatouille.
That's all coming together back there, which is kind of cool back there. Is there going to be a crepe restaurant back there? That's what I meant to ask you yesterday.
I believe there is going to be a place where you can get crepes back there because you can kind of see it.
Yeah, it looks like there's a place where the menu is going to go right there across from the bathroom.
Across from the bathroom looks to be a crepe place.
Walk-up
crepe place, which is kind of exciting.
Crepes are exciting.
I like crepes.
They're like really thin pancakes.
So there's probably going to be food back there as well because, you know, we need more food at Epcot.
Especially in France.
I'm just going to say, the France Pavilion back there where they have that little bakery.
They have so much stuff.
Oh my gosh. So good.
They have the bakery. They have the sit-down restaurant. They have the ice cream store. And now they're getting a crepe place. Plus, they have the little booth that's at the front of their pavilion. They've got food rocking in that country.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like some of it because I don't like seafood and all that, but I do like pastries. And you like the baguettes that they have back there, the bread, the French bread. And they had some sort of, you remember you got some sort of like a, or maybe, I don't know if it was you or somebody got like a chocolate mousse type of thing.
Oh, that was at the meetup.
Was that the meetup? Yeah.
The baguettes, I didn't even know they had baguettes though. And our friend Jeff had posted something on Facebook before COVID that he went there and he stocked up on these loaves of the baguettes because they were going to be closed. And it's his favorite snack at Epcot. And I was like, it's just bread. And it was good.
They also, if you're going to be health conscious, wink, wink, they have fruit tarts. Now, mind you, if you eat just
custard.
No, no. If you eat just the fruit out of the fruit tart with that little bit of whipped cream and only eat part of the pie crust, I would say you're shaving off a ton of calories.
I just ate the rest of what she didn't eat. Yeah. I got two desserts. That's how I look at it.
All right, so yeah. But you now I'm hungry thinking about tarts and desserts. But that the pavilion back there really does have a lot of good food.
We really need to eat before the show.
I know. I think that's part of the reason we talk about food the whole time.
It's like going to the grocery store when you're hungry.
Yeah, you don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry.
You don't do the show when you're hungry.
No, because now, like, seriously, we're talking about the food in France and my stomach started to growl.
Good night, y'all. See you guys next week.
Well, okay. Look at Jack's over here. He's like, did somebody...
Jack heard food and he came running.
What else?
Okay, so you did Ratatouille, you did three cardboard caballeros.
Yeah.
What else you got next?
Did you want to talk about WandaVision? Oh boy, we're gonna open the Marvel Pandora's box.
I have to say, I'm a huge fan of WandaVision. I like how the story's playing out. That's not coming right to what's gonna happen. You kind of they're slowly getting you there. I think this week's episode, which is the mid-season episode, is gonna introduce a lot that we haven't seen going on yet. I mean, from the there was a trailer we put out a post earlier today that Marvel did release a trailer. It shows kind of clips of what's happened and then shows a few clips of what's about to happen. And you see little things like Vision questioning why he's there. And then the part of the trailer I took the most interest in is at the very end, you see Wanda float up and then Vision float up like they're about to fight one another almost, which reminded me of the scene in Captain America Civil War when they when all the Avengers were ready to fight. So I don't know what's going to happen there. It probably would be nothing and who knows. But I really enjoyed the episodes, the show. I think it's great.
Because, yeah, I don't think we didn't talk about WandaVision last time because we got sidetracked and we totally did not get to it. Now, me, I do all the Marvel stuff for him, obviously. And I do like the Marvel as a whole, you know.
I'll remind her that when Loki comes out, we'll see who she's watching that for.
I'll be watching that one for myself.
Yeah, there you go.
So I figured I would give it a try. And I think if you're in our Facebook group, then you know I had, you know, I mixed feelings at first. Like the first 10 minutes of the first episode of WandaVision, I was looking at him like, really, this is very cheesy.
And I told her, I said, that's what they said those first two episodes were going to be like that it was just kind of creating the story and the effect of what the story was about. And then she was hooked like midway through that episode. That's when she
here's the thing. I don't want to give any spoilers away because I don't know who's watched WandaVision and who hasn't. And you don't have to know everything in the Marvel Cinematic Universe to understand what's going on.
But you should, Liz.
She said you put mean faces on the post.
I did. She said three things about not watching the movies and I wouldn't put
Yeah, well, she caught that.
Good.
I think you were being really, really petty.
When it comes to Marvel.
Petty party of one.
Petty in Marvel.
Putting nasty faces on our friends' stuff because they don't understand Marvel. That's so harsh.
She said she fell asleep during Endgame. Laugh it up, chuckle. Yeah, there she is. I don't, because I don't get it, Scott.
You would get it. Keep going. Because, like, okay, so it, I don't.
Chuck called out.
So, here's the thing with WandaVision, though. It's because of how I am always wanting a happy ending. And I know because I have watched the movies and stuff that I know that it's more than likely not going to be a happy ending, I will cry. Because, like, you start to, the way that they do this, show is they make you almost have like an invested interest in the characters
really
and their story. And you do start to root for them. And like last week's episode, I don't want to give anything away, but you know, people were basically trying to intrude what they got going on. And I'm just like, just leave them alone because you know what reality is. And I think sometimes you just want a happy ending to something.
Yeah, the one thing I read shortly before we came on air was that WandaVision is actually set in the time period between Avengers Endgame and Spider-Man Homecoming, or Far From Home. That little part in there. So this is actually taking place in that time warp right there, which is just a matter of like days.
So some of it do have to understand, because especially the last episode, they tied in things that happen in Endgame.
Right, well, the episode before that, you tied in from Age of Ultron.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really, if you understand any of that, how it all played out, then you're starting to really see things come together. That's why I've been trying to post weekly about some of the characters, trying to explain a little bit more what's going on. I'm working on another blog from this past week's one. I'm trying to shorten it down. I'm having a hard time. And Michelle tells me I get too excited about Marvel, so it's hard for me to bring it down.
Again, I'm always looking for the positive. WandaVision has got him to start helping me write again, which I need help with writing, and he has stepped up because I'm losing my mind. I can't run everything by myself.
Well, and then as soon as WandaVision ends, we go right into Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and then when that ends, we're going into Loki. So you got like 3 months, four months.
I'll take Loki if you need writing help with that one.
I'll have to explain to you what's going on.
I don't even care. Wait, that came out really bad.
See what I have to deal with.
I don't even care what's going on. I'll just sit there and swoon.
He's killing everybody, isn't he? Oh, he's so cute.
But he looks good doing it. That's all that matters. Okay.
Oh, my God, I missed you. Oh, he's so funny.
Oh, isn't he charming?
It's a British accent.
It's a bad accent. Yeah. But yeah, I'm totally going to, like, be excited to watch that one.
I know you are. But then we got Black Widow coming up in May, I think it is.
The movie.
Yeah. Which is going to, actually, the day Black Widow's released in theaters is the same day Loki premieres.
Oh.
Which I don't know why, but they're premiering on the exact same day, which is kind of be difficult.
Because
they usually all revolve around one another.
So. But he's not a Black Widow fan, so we'll probably watch Loki.
I'll probably watch both.
You're like how like I would be with certain franchises. Like even if I don't love the character or the story, I'm gonna watch anyway just because I'm invested in the whole thing.
I haven't missed an MCU movie yet.
Right, and you also, like you with Marvel, let's just say, something ties into something else everywhere, it's I think even more so than Star Wars.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to know about Star Wars, which there's a lot I don't know about Star Wars. I know more about Marvel than I do Star Wars.
Well, the way Kevin Feige did, I mean, it was brilliant the way he, everything is related to everything. I mean, there's something in everything that relates to something else that we're seeing in another movie or whatever. And that's why he created this universe that actually Stan Lee, Jack Kirby, they created. And he brought it to life for everybody to be able to see it without having to read the comic books. And it's absolutely amazing how they've done it.
And it is interesting. I'll give them that.
And I just can't imagine being in a boardroom, a meeting with these guys and the diagrams on the walls. Like, okay, how are we going to relate this over here? And then knowing that they own the X-Men now, they own Fantastic Four. I know those are coming. I'm excited about all that.
Oh, hey, since we're talking about Marvel, this is not on the list, though. did you see, because we haven't talked to you guys in 2 weeks because of the show, or the live show. So did you guys see last week that, I think it was last week, my days are all confused because I'm so tired, I don't know what's going on. I put out video of Tom Holland riding the Spider-Man ride out in Disneyland. Did you guys see that? And if you, if you watch the video of Tom Holland, because he did the green screen recordings for the new ride that's going to be at Avengers Campus at Disneyland, he said, I can't wait to ride it again.
Yeah.
Again. So that just goes to show you with my reporter's cap on that they are pretty close to being done with stuff out there.
I've heard Avengers Campus is ready. I've heard that. I don't know how true that is, but it was supposed to be open by now. So actually, it was supposed to be open in the summer of 2020. I'm guessing this far in advance, they're probably done or maybe putting the finishing touches on it. So that way, when they do reopen, but it depends when they reopen, if they're going to, I mean, look at Ratatouille, been done for almost a year.
Yeah.
And they still haven't opened it because the hype, they can't take the crowds with the hype.
Well, yeah, I think that is a big reason why these projects are on delay. Not just because, I mean, obviously, a lot of things shut down last year, but capacity issues. They know that, like, okay, so just as an example, we went to cover the opening of Galaxy's Edge in 2019 out at Disneyland. And that was such a huge event because they were, you know, premiering this whole new land, per se. And they're going to want to do that same thing with Avengers Campus, especially because, you know, Disney doesn't have a lot of Marvel. They never were allowed to. And then now.
Not here.
No, but even, you know, to have a whole land like that's for Marvel.
I can't wait.
I think that they're going to want to do it big, that they're going to want to have a production like that.
Bring in the stars.
Yeah.
Land. I mean, I think it's needed. And I've told her since day one that the minute they announce the grand opening and the festivity, we will be there. Even if we don't get media passes for it, I will be there. There's nothing going to stop me. If I have to put Lou Mangiello on my back and carry him to get through. Because Lou will get in somehow. Lou gets in everything.
Your wife gets in everything too, so you hush.
But he knows certain people. That
well, maybe I'll let you go in and do the covering then.
I just want to do, if you can do the covering because you're a much better writer and reporter than I am. I admit I suck at it. I really do. So I'll let her do it as long as I can get in there the next day.
I'll just like ask the media people, can I just please let him go in and go on the ride? Or can we switch out?
Or put a webcam on you to hold so as you're going through all your things.
No, you know, we'll see. I just really feel that they're going to want to do a big production for the opening. And I don't blame them. You know, when I was out there, and I've talked to you guys about this before, you know, when I was out there covering for Galaxy's Edge, it was such a big deal, and I was so nervous, and to be, you know, at one of these parties and celebrities walking around, it was very intimidating. I mean, it'll still be one of those moments that I won't ever forget.
It was funny because she was inside Galaxy's Edge going through everything, and I was outside, and I was having fun checking out Disneyland by myself and doing what I wanted to do, which was a lot of fun, but she'd send me messages. She goes, I'm standing on a balcony and the Travel Channel's on one side and I can't remember who's on the other side of her with their camera setups. And there she is with her iPhone recording what she's seeing. And she's like, how did I get here?
Like, why am I here?
Why am I here?
And, you know, what's funny is I was looking at videos because I was trying to find like some old school videos on my phone of like old things to post, you know, to keep people interested because there's only so much going on right now. So, you know, we don't have fireworks, we don't have like any like shows like that. So I found the video I posted the other night of part of the press junket for Toy Story 4.
Oh,
when,
yeah.
And there was two different groups there. The first group was Tim Allen and Keanu Reeves and Christina Hendricks. But I posted that part. But then as I was looking, I found the video of when I was in Olga's Cantina in Disneyland when they just opened it. Mm-hmm. And there was celebrities walking around in there. And I have video of what's her face, Captain Marvel.
Brie Larson.
And I never put that video out because I didn't want to look a creeper. Because it was being a little bit of a creeper, but I was really getting the whole, it was very cool what was going on in there. There's music and the press is there and all these people are there and then there's me and, you know, and I'm just like, this is overwhelming. I really need to get video of this so I don't ever forget.
I can't remember. I kept seeing celebrities going back to the area in the park they were walking through. And I'd send her a message and go, I just saw Fred Savage walk by. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm seeing Mark Hamill. I'm like, oh.
And Harrison Ford.
That's fine.
No.
I followed this dozens of times too. It's okay.
No, but in fairness, they didn't tell us as press or anybody else who was going to be doing that ceremony, the kickoff ceremony of you know, the christening of the land. We knew Bob Iger was going to be there because I saw Bob Iger doing an interview in the land earlier in the afternoon.
And we kept talking about, like, who do you think's going to be? Because I kept telling her, there's going to be celebrities. And she's like, no, they're not going to be. I'm like, yeah, they're going to be there. I said, and I think I told you, I said, Harrison's going to be there. Mark's going to be
there.
I'm like,
there's no way Harrison Ford is going to be there.
I said, I hope George Lucas is there. She's like, there is no way.
There's no
people
way.
Are gonna be there. They were all there along with Billy Dee Williams.
And somebody, me, was just praying to God that I didn't drop my camera and all this because I was so excited. I'm like, don't drop it. Because I was going live and I'm like, I will have so many people mad at me if I lose my feed.
She was so worried about that afterwards. She kept telling me, she goes, oh my gosh, I could have dropped my camera and every room, the whole
thing. I would have ruined it for everybody. I didn't want to ruin it.
So I told her, I said, that's why you take a stabilizer with you.
Oh, I have a stabilizer and I forgot it. And that's the thing. So I had to use my nervous arms. I would think I was holding one arm still with the other arm. And I'm just
they're still shaking.
Lord Jesus, please don't let me drop this. Please don't let the feed go bad. Just please, please, please. Because I know that as excited as I am to do stuff like that, it's super important for me to do a good job of coverage. And so you guys can see what I'm seeing at the same time. So I put all this extra pressure on myself. Every event I cover, even if I'm covering merchandise. But when you have Bob Iger and
Lucas
and
Ford.
Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford. Billy Dee Williams. I was just dying.
But then you saw a lot of other celebrities who were around. Like, she saw Pee Wee Herman.
I saw Pee Wee Herman.
Paul Rubens was there. And she goes to me, she goes, Paul Rubens is here. I'm like, oh, well, he was in Knight Rider. I'm like, wait a minute, he's the voice of Rex from Star Tours, the original voice. So that's why
Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman, is the voice of
Captain Rex,
the DJ in the cantina.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? And you don't really even hear him say a whole lot from what I can remember.
No, but it's still, why do you keep watching my screen?
Huh?
You keep watching my screen instead of the camera.
Oh, I'm just because I can't see anything.
There's nothing.
Okay. it was just really interesting to see the Imagineers walking around, and you know, I saw Pee Wee Herman in line though. They didn't open they had a big premiere show, or a party, and they had it's just like you would see on TV. They had these little tables with the fancy little hors d'oeuvres and the foo-foo colored drinks and people walking around with their pinky
the
up and looking around. No, I mean, it was fancy. And it was just overwhelming. But anyway, I totally went off on a tangent. I really meant to talk about it.
She got to see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's the one I would have liked to have seen. All she goes, wow, he's tall. I'm like, well, yeah.
He was very tall. He was very tall.
But she got to see him. I was jealous.
But no, my whole point when I totally went off-roading here was that I would assume that they want to do that for Avengers Campus.
I would hope they would want to do that for Avengers Campus. I know that Marvel has had a lot of input. Actually, when they built the Guardians Mission Breakout.
Which is an excellent ride, by the way.
Excellent ride. But Joe Q and Kevin were there, and Brian, who we know is an Imagineer, they were actually there, and they were making sure everything was done the way they wanted it up to those Marvel Studio standards. So I would assume that they're going to be there for the premiere of this, and they want to make sure it all goes off exactly how they want Marvel represented. I can't wait to see it, actually. I think
so. Here's a question for you, since we were speculating the whole who's going to be there for the opening of Galaxy's Edge when it happened. We were just guessing. I mean, we're pretty right for most of it. Who do you think they could get to come to the premiere kickoff of Avengers
RDJ.
Campus? I think Robert Downey Jr.
Will be there because he if there's a celebrity who truly loves the fans, it's Robert Downey Jr.
I saw him too. I saw him get his Legends Award.
She did. So I honestly think he will be there. I've seen him at Comic Cons and stuff. And there was one Comic Con, I think it was San Diego a couple years ago. They were doing a kids Iron Man costume contest, and he surprised all the kids that showed up on stage with him.
I could see him.
So I think if anybody, as long as he's not shooting something else somewhere, I think he would be there because I think he's the reason the Marvel Cinematic Universe took off the way it did.
Yeah.
He's the reason that people loved those movies and they became invested in these characters. He set the precedence with the first Iron Man movie, and I think he would be there. Kevin Feige, of course, I'm almost positive. John Favreau, who has really molded a lot of it. It'd be great to see if the Russo brothers showed up, who've done a lot of the films. Chris, I don't know if any of the Chris's would be there. It'd be cool if Pratt showed up, Hemsworth.
I didn't see Chris Evans. Pratt showing up because of the fact that he did the candlelit processional a couple of years out there at Disneyland.
He did. Samuel Jackson would be another great one.
That would be really cool.
With what he's done. I still think Samuel Jackson needs to be in a Disney movie. He's been in Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel. He needs a Disney movie. Then he's got all four major properties. Then he can build a park based on Samuel Jackson.
Park.
I just think he needs it.
I love him, so I think it's really funny that how they use his voice for different things now, and I like him. And see, here's the problem. I told you that if we are blessed enough to get media coverage for said premiere, whatever,
we'll be there.
We're going anyway.
I will break in and you throw you over the wall, and you go get the coverage.
See, but here's where a fight could ensue. If we find out, let's say, you know, that Tom Hiddleston is going to be there. I can't let you go.
I'll take a picture.
I can't let you go in there. That's my deal breaker. I've already seen Robert Downey Jr., so I'll let you go for that. But
you saw Favreau, too.
I did.
Because Favreau got inducted as a Disney legend.
He's very nice, by the way, too. Very humble and nice.
He is, and he's friends with Ralphie.
And he's friends with Ralphie from Christmas. But if, like, Hiddleston's going to be there, it's going to be a fight. I'm sorry. We're just going to – it's going to be a fight.
This might be the first one you lose. So just putting that out there.
Or I'll just beg. Please, let me go. But anyway, so
– have Tom Holland throw a spider web and pull you in.
But anyway, so there is video on our site with the new ride and how he got to do the recordings for the ride. And what's funny, let's talk about Universal really quick. Speaking of Spider-Man, so we went last week to get some pictures of the new Velosa coaster.
The Jurassic Park coaster.
Velosa coaster, that's a hard word. And then we did go on the Spider-Man ride. The park was dead. There was, like, nobody in there. It was, like, walk on.
It took longer to walk through the line.
It did.
Than the wait for the ride. I mean, it was crazy.
So as much as the Spider-Man ride is loved at Universal, I think anything that Disney's going to do is going to blow it out of the water.
Well, the Spider-Man was – how many years ago was
like
that
20?
Ride? Yeah, so that ride's a little bit older. So I think Guardians is going to blow it out of the water when that one opens here. Mission Breakout is better than the Tower, in my opinion.
It is.
I really like it better. I think the Guardians right here is going to be unbelievable.
I'm saying.
Everything that's going to happen in California is going to be off the charts because there's that standard that if Disney doesn't do it up to par, they're going to get slammed all over social media. So these rides have to be blown out of the water, just incredible, so they don't get any of the backlash. I mean, Universal got a lot of backlash when they released some of their rides that were their virtual rides.
See, I hate that. It makes me so nauseous. Like those rides that you're just sitting, but everything is moving around you. Universal is famous for
right.
that.
Fast and the Furious.
They make me so sick to my stomach. I have to close my eyes because it's just too much.
It is. I can't ride Simpsons because it just it bothers
no.
me.
No, gosh, Simpsons. I went on one time. I was so sorry that I did.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it. But
and Shane doesn't get the whole fascination with Loki or Hiddleston.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I bought her a Loki signed picture a couple years ago.
I did.
She was excited about that.
I was. But anyway, I was talking about the difference in the Spider-Man rides. So this is going to sound super harsh, and I don't mean it because I just can't think of a better word right now. Okay, so I think that the Universal area, not Universal, the Marvel area, Universal looks cheap.
It's hard for me to argue it because I go through there and I see what they tried to do. And when they built it, it was before we had the MCU. So all we had was the comic version of these characters, really, unless you count Howard the Duck. So to see what they tried to do, and I like seeing Stan Lee Boulevard, and I like seeing the comics come to life.
It needs a makeover so bad.
It really does, and they'll never get that makeover because there's no way on earth Disney's going to allow them to update that to the new.
I guess what I mean by cheap is compared to all the amazing new things that they have built since they started their Marvel Island area.
Yeah.
Like if you look at just like the Harry Potter stuff.
If you look at Hagrid's,
Hagrid's
is just amazing.
Hagrid's is such a good ride. I mean, it is such a good ride. And I'm not even a Harry Potter fan. I've never seen all the movies all the way through. But I'm hoping that Tron is going to have a similar feel at Magic Kingdom that Hagrid's has, because you're sitting like on a motorcycle type of thing. And it's just a really good, good ride. So I guess my point with that was, we know what they can do.
Right.
And what they haven't done with the Marvel area.
Well, my philosophy, and I've told her this many times, what I think is going to eventually happen. Disney now owns Fox. They own all those properties that Universal used to use for Halloween Horror Nights. They own The Simpsons, which Universal has a whole Simpsons area.
Yeah.
Disney now owns the rights to the stuff. And if Universal ever wants to update those things, they have to get Disney's approval. So now Disney can go to Universal and say, hey, do you want Alien versus Predator and The Simpsons and all these other things you've used? Give us back the rights to Marvel.
I could totally see that.
And I could see it where I heard one time that Universal, their thing was, we don't want to let go of the Spider-Man. We want to keep the Spider-Man ride. And at that time, from what I heard, Disney was okay with, you can have a Spider-Man ride, but we want everything else, and just give us the rights to do what we want to at Walt Disney World. I think eventually it's going to happen. I know Stan Lee, before he died, about a year before he died, he came out and he said, I want every property of Marvel under one umbrella at Disney. He said that. Now, this is the man who created the storylines for all these characters, and that's what he wanted.
I see why he would want that, though.
Well, it's for integrity. You don't want two storylines going two different ways. You want it all under one umbrella, so that way it can be kept.
I think it would be really exciting if they could do something with Marvel at Walt Disney World, like they did with, like, Star Wars, to have, like, a whole area like that. But I think it's a start with Guardians, their Cosmic Rewind ride, which, by the way, speaking of new attractions, you can see outside of, you know, because the Guardians ride is going where Ellen's, you know,
Universe of Energy,
where everybody took a nap. You can see that the facade of the outside of the ride is starting to finally move forward.
Right.
It's starting to be more 3D. Before, they just took, like, Ellen's and they hollowed it.
Yeah, they gutted it.
Like, they just gutted the whole thing. But you can see, like, the side walls are all painted and everything, but they're actually putting more in the middle.
I think it looks like the track and everything is in, and now they're building the queue and all that stuff.
Yes.
And walkthroughs, what it appears to me. So that's going to be exciting when that opens.
I'm excited for that.
And that's a problem. A lot of people, well, how can Disney do that, but they can't do other stuff? Because the Guardians weren't part of the Universal contract. That's why. The same with Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange was at Hollywood Studios for a while as a meet and greet. And he wasn't included in that umbrella of the properties that Universal licensed to use in their parks. So any of those properties that are little known properties from back in the day, those are the ones.
But truthfully, Guardians is so much fun. I mean, like, he was talking about the ride out in California and how fun that is. They just have this energy with the music and the retro feel and all that. I think that the coaster here is going to be all kinds of fun like that.
And I think we can thank James Gunn for what he did to give us those Guardian characters the way they developed, because that's what makes it exciting. You know, you want Star-Lord, who's just having fun listening to his music, and you want Rocket to be a sarcastic, and you want Drax to be very blank slate and just
blank
gets
slate.
It all. I mean,
he's
just,
like Ava.
Those are the those are the characters that he put on screen that we ended up loving because of the way they portrayed these characters and brought them to life. And I just think they're going to do that same with the new ride here. Avengers Campus, I think, is going to just be amazing.
I think we just have to have things to look forward to. Instead of thinking about how things are just still different here now, I know for me, it makes me feel better to think about what's down the road. And that's why seeing the production and the progress that's going on, like, it's outside of, like, Epcot, for example, of, you know, the Guardians ride, or seeing how Remy's Ratatouille Adventure looks like it's almost done.
Or every time we drive past Tron, because we'll take the back way sometimes.
Yeah.
And you drive past Tron.
Tron, like, the whole,
amazing.
Like,
the canopy,
that
thing.
The big, like loopy thing is almost done. There's just so many things that we can still look forward to as far as Disney goes. And, you know, yeah, it's not exactly the same, but I think it's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to all of it.
Yeah, I can't wait. Of course I can't. That Marvel, to me, is top of all of it. It beats Star Wars, it beats Pixar, it beats Disney. I mean, Marvel's number one.
Definitely. So,
like Marvel. What booth did I go into when we got to Epcot? It's like the Marvel booth.
Marvel.
I mean, that's a Tron on hold. I haven't heard that, have you?
I have not got official confirmation for that. There was some people chatting about it, but Disney has not said that.
No, and like, every time we drove by, there's people working on it.
So there's always somebody working on it. Yeah. I don't know if it's because like with the, they had all these huge, if you remember, huge plans for the 50th anniversary.
Since 2017.
And all the stuff that they wanted done in time. And then nothing went how it was supposed to. So I don't know if they're really saying anything as far as what is for sure. Like they haven't told us, even like as far as press releases and things go, anything ahead of time about the 50th. So basically, we're waiting too.
It makes you wonder if they're sitting there with all these press releases ready to go, and they're just waiting for the world to somewhat return to somewhat a better normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I guess we just wait and see.
We're kind of all waiting at the same time to see what happens.
But there's all kinds of stuff coming. We know that. Eventually, it's all gonna come. We saw another barge get pushed into the Epcot Lagoon.
That's right, we did. See, for Harmonious, there's two big barges out there instead of one now.
There's going to be five total, I think.
And people are unhappy about that, FYI.
I don't have a problem with the barges.
Because they said you don't get as pretty of pictures across the lagoon at One World Showcase.
Once it's lit up, though, and it's doing stuff during the day and at nighttime, I think.
Yeah, I think we just kind of have to give it a chance. You know?
It's being built, and it takes time to build these things. And if they can build it overnight, it'd be great, but they can't.
Well, I'm excited to see. So. Well, I guess that's it for this week.
It is. One thing I wanted to mention that in April, April is it 7th, 8th, and 9th, I think it is?
I'm not sure.
It's the first full weekend of April. We will be in Huntsville, Alabama at the Huntsville, I can never say this word.
Pop Culture Expo.
HSVExpo.com.
It's a long one.
But we will be there this year. We're going to have a full booth. We're going to have Lost Princess Apparel stuff there. We're going to have Main Street Mouse stuff there. Michelle is actually hosting the Joey Fatone panel, so Joey will be there. I found out today that somebody from The Mandalorian is going to be there. Lou Ferrigno is going to be back, who I did his panel 2 years ago. So we will see what happens when that gets here. But if you're in the Huntsville, Alabama area and you want to come out for a good time, that's a great show to go to. They did sell out vendor booths, so it is going to be packed vendor booths. We did the show for them back in, was it August?
July.
We were there for July for a smaller expo. It went great. Social distancing was followed. People had just, it was fun to be out at a show again.
Yeah.
I think is what it was. And then later in April, we're doing Spooky Empire.
Yeah, that's at the end of April. We'll be doing Spooky Empire. And that's a whole weekend event as well. So we'll keep you guys posted. And Spooky Empire is in Orlando. So.
Yeah, both of them are 3-day shows this year or this next time. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely.
Yeah. You know what's so funny is I never thought I would enjoy working conventions like I do. I mean, I had never even been to one until Motor City Comic Con right before we moved here. We got press passes to go cover the convention. I was just excited to cover something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so worried, you're not going to like any of this, you know, because it was so different.
Because she's not really into she wasn't into that side of the entertainment side, the geeky side. And she's kind of come to that side. You kind of like it.
A little bit. Some of it. But yeah, I do like doing the conventions, and pretty much because I like to be able to talk to people.
When you first saw Loogie on the screen?
Loogie, I thought his name was Loogie. I'm like, what's his name? Like, he's intriguing. I'm intrigued.
His name's Loogie, and I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued. I don't care what you call him. But yeah, so we do have conventions coming in April, so we're looking forward to that.
Definitely.
And of course, we will definitely, you know, give you guys all the updates beforehand, so there won't be any any doubt as to where we're going to be. And also, please stay tuned for February's LOL, because I'm like I said, almost there.
Yeah, we're hoping to hear that within the next couple of days of where it will be, and then once we find out if John's going to be in or not, then if he's not, we will find who's going to be your guest host. We have a couple people who are.
We have people that.
We already have people who want to be the guest host for LOL, so. It will be Michelle with somebody else who has not.
With somebody.
Who has not been the co-host before, unless Mark comes back to do it.
We had fun with Mark.
Mark was great. I could see him doing that show often. Actually, he'd be a lot of fun.
He would. So, anyway, tomorrow, if you watch Lost Princess Apparel, we will have the new shirt, the limited edition shirt.
And
his jerseys will be coming out. We have new face masks like for Valentine's Day and beyond. So definitely check us out.
And like Michelle said, I do have two other jerseys that we will have in March. I actually wore one to Epcot yesterday, which it's Stanley. It's Stanley jersey I did, and it turned out really good. A lot of people asked me about it while we were walking around the festival yesterday, so I'm really proud of the way that one came out. Even the guy who ran the Marvel art booth was asking me about the jersey, so it turned out really good. And I was going to wear that one tonight, and Michelle's like, no, don't wear that one,
because
like,
no,
you
can't
sell it.
You
can't wear this one. But it turned out really good, so that one's going to be coming in March, and then I have another one. I won't give that one away. It's Star Wars, I'll just say that. There's a million characters in Star Wars. It could be Bit Fortuna. They have no idea.
Okay. Whatever you say. Are you ready?
And then I designed 5 more today.
I have new shirts designed too.
Yes, she does. And we did those ones last week.
I have one that I have not decided if I'm going to put out yet because it's a little bit.
I love it.
It's a little bit non-Disney. Well, we'll see. I don't want the pearl clutchers to get mad at me.
Well, now they just got mad at you for calling pearl clutchers. Because if they got mad at you, now you just made them realize, wait, I'm a pearl clutcher.
Pearl clutcher. It's no, but you don't want anybody to, grab their pearls because of something I did. I don't want to do that.
Actually, I you just told me the idea. I created it. So if you want to blame anybody, you can blame me.
No, but I was like, follow me here for a second. When I say that to you, you're like, oh boy.
The bad part is she says it as soon as I wake up in the morning. And my eyes are very like, she's okay, listen to me. Here's my new shirt idea. I'm like, I haven't even really opened both eyes yet. And she paints this picture.
Because I don't sleep. My mind goes off. Okay, anyway, that's it. It is 8:00.
We're out.
So thank you so much for watching. I hope you guys have a wonderful week ahead. Please stay tuned for more updates because we have all kinds of things coming. And as always, if if you like what we do at the Main Street Mouse, please tell your friends about us because word of mouth is how we continue to grow.
And if you don't like it, tell your enemies.
Yeah, if you really just want to, make somebody suffer, tell them to watch our show.
Tell them to watch the show because that is suffering.
So thank you so much, you guys. Be safe, and we will see you real soon.